Good morning, friends. Welcome. It's Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. A new record land sale in, where else? Sioux County in northwest Iowa. A farm just northwest of Orange City sold for $32,000 an acre. The previous high was $30,000 an acre just down the road in Sioux County. 35.51 acres of farmland in northwest Iowa sold for $1.13 million this month. That's $32,000 per acre. That's a new Iowa state record. A neighboring landowner bought the land. He plans to keep the land in production. The top of the market has been reset. The Federal Communications Commission recently blacklisted all new foreign-made drones and components due to concerns that the foreign equipment is an unacceptable risk to U.S. national security. The technology is on the Commission's covered list, barring foreign drone manufacturers from receiving FCC's approval to sell new drone models for import or sale into the U.S. Most precision ag is increasingly accomplished through the use of drones. A statement from the American Soybean Association. Foreign manufactured drones represent a significant majority of the ag drone market, and sudden restrictions on their use without sufficient domestic alternatives would add new financial burdens on already overstressed farmers. FCC said the ban won't ground the thousands of already deployed unmanned aircraft in the U.S. A new study estimates the impact of Tyson's plant closure in Lexington, Nebraska at $3.283 billion. This includes both direct and multiplier effects on the Nebraska economy. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln study said this is the first time that one of the big four meatpacking companies has permanently closed a major plant, and it'll have a substantial economic impact. The closure will also substantially reduce tax revenues. No additional farm aid expected next year, despite earlier suggestions by President Trump and others that extra help is possible given billions in continuing farm losses. Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Richard Fordyce says his agency is not considering adding to the $12 billion in farm aid announced recently, despite $44 billion in farm losses this year. Undersecretary Fordyce told Reuters he doesn't know what next year will bring. But at this point, quote, we feel like we've kind of done what we can do. That's because of budget limits and the fact that revenue from President Trump's tariffs are now on the line at the Supreme Court. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with the markets.